kick your fucking ass. I want you off the fucking set, you prick. Now, don't just be sorry. Think for one fucking second. The fuck are you doing? Are you professional or not? Do I fucking walk around and rip that? No, shut the fuck up, Bruce. Do I want? No. No. Don't shut me up. Am I gonna walk around and rip your fucking lights down in the middle of the scene? Then why the fuck are you walking right through? Ah, da 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 da, like this in the background. What the fuck is it with you?
Yes. What is it with you? Are you professional?
Are you professional or what? Or what?
We are
Mick
listening.
G, what do you think of that shit?
We're listening to Christian Bale flipping out.
Still going on.
Walking up behind Bryce in the middle of the fucking scene. Give me a fucking answer.
Yes.
What don't you get about it?
This was the hit on the internet last week.
No, it's now 3 weeks ago.
No. Oh, now it's several weeks later.
Wait, this might be
how was it? I hope it was fucking good because it's useless now, isn't it?
He's like, what were you doing? I was playing with the lights.
Fuck's sake, man, you're amateur.
I like how he called the guy an amateur.
No. Look, G, you have fucking something to say to this prick? Well, somebody should be fucking watching and keeping
Mick
an
G
eye on him.
Mick G didn't see it happen. Mick
the
G was at New York Comic Con.
He doesn't give a fuck about what is going on in front of the camera. All right?
All right?
I'm trying to fucking do a scene here and I'm going, where the fuck is Shane walking in there? What is he doing there? Do you understand my mind is not in the scene if you're doing that?
It's not in the scene, dude. It's not.
I'm so method.
He's so method.
Stay off the fucking set, man. For fuck's sake.
He said it again.
Right, let's go again. Let's not take a fucking minute. Let's go again! And let's not have you fucking walking in! Can I have Tom put this on, please? You're unbelievable.
Man, I don't want to get on his
You're
bad side.
You're unfucking believable. Okay,
here we go, watch this. Or listen.
Number of times you're strolling and fucking around in the background.
Wait.
I never had a DP behave like this.
He says the, like, we're over professionally or something.
Oh, yeah, that part.
You don't fucking understand what it's like working with actors. That's what that is. That's what that is, man. I'm telling you. I'm not asking. I'm telling you. You wouldn't have done that otherwise.
It's Batman, dude. He's Batman.
I want to fucking kick your fucking ass. You know, shut up for a second, all right? I'm gonna go. Do you want me to go fucking trash your lights?
Yes.
Do you want me to fucking trash them? Then why are you trashing my scene?
I'm not trying to trash.
You are trashing my scene. You do it one more fucking time, and I ain't walking on this set if you're still hired. I'm fucking serious. You're a nice guy. You're a nice guy, but I don't fucking cut it when you're bullshitting and fucking around like this on set.
I like this Guns N' Roses song.
Yeah, you might get it. He doesn't fucking get it. You might.
I get it.
He does not get it.
And good adjustments, okay? For real.
Honestly. All right, let's end this.
For real.
For real, dude.
Wait. No, I don't need any fucking walking. He needs to stop walking. I ain't the one walking. Let's get Tom and put this back on. Let's go again.
God, man, what a jerk. Talk to me like that.
Well,
Joe has
a theory, or not a theory, just his thoughts about that situation from being a filmmaker's point of view.
I mean, my perspective on that is basically, you know, the DP is not supposed to be walking around in the background and adjusting the lights while the set, you know, while they're filming, basically. Because, you know, that's basically distracting the actor, and if he's in an important scene...
Yeah.
Especially if you're bothering his eye line. But blah, 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 blah. This
but
is three
think,
weeks ago already.
I think,
I just thought that sounded cool with this song together. Because this is an awesome Guns N' Roses song. And no one is freaking talking about the Guns N' Roses album. I liked it. It's not Guns N' Roses, but it's Axl.
So 2 months ago, about Guns N' Roses album.
Yeah, like I always bring it back. I'm the man at bringing stuff back. I'm the man at bringing
and
stuff
looking,
back.
And looking forward and bringing stuff back.
Yes.
Well,
looking forward and bringing stuff back.
Well, also, like, the thing is, I was telling Joe, from, like, an ordinary person's perspective, you can listen to that and be like, man, why is he talking like that? He's such a jerk. It's so easy to get on, like, the bad side of Christian Bale to, like, it's so easy to, like, point the finger and be like, what, he's such a jerk. He's such a jerk. But they don't realize the full background of the story isn't being promoted as well.
Yeah. Well, James,
still,
you think you're sort of normal, right?
Yeah, I'm a normal guy.
Well, what's your impression on that?
If I was that guy, you know, the director of photography, whatever, I mean, you know, maybe I would be able to acknowledge that I messed up, but regardless, I wouldn't let somebody talk to me like that. I would probably whoop his ass, because he's basically telling me that he doesn't want me to be there anyway.
Yeah.
So I might as well whoop his ass for talking to me like that and then leave.
And then leave?
I think honestly, like, I can see Christian Bale's point. Like, if I had to side with a side, yeah, I don't think that guy should have been tiddling with the lights, you know?
Tiddling with the lights.
Twinkering.
That is a new word, man.
Tittering.
James, is tiddling a new word?
Tiddling?
Tiddling.
Tiddling.
Tiddling. I'm just tiddling.
Titillated.
He shouldn't be tiddling with the lights, like, if, you know, Christian Bale is on the set working,
fiddling.
You know?
Fiddling.
Yeah, oh, fiddling, tiddling.
I like tiddling.
Tiddling. Okay, tiddling. Let's just say he's in the background
are you,
tiddling.
Are you tiddling?
Are you tiddling with my shit?
Yeah, you tiddling me shit. What bloody hell tiddling?
So,
fucking
like,
wanker.
He probably shouldn't be doing that, so on that end of it, I side with Christian Bale, but I do think he did overreact a lot.
It wasn't tiddling, right?
I hate it when actors try to act like hardasses like that, like they're... I hate actors, man. That's just my thing.
That's just your thing to hate actors.
You were in one of Joe's movies.
You are an actor, James.
You were on set with
you were
me.
You've been in three of my movies, man.
Which movies?
Wait, were you in a scene? You were in a scene.
Yeah, like I was in that one where I played Gwen. And we're like out with James in a parking lot at VCU. I forget what the scene actually was, but I was like in a scene with James.
Oh, yeah. We were like...
Wait, remind me.
Looking under the hood of your car or something?
Yeah, it was in Seven Numbers.
No, but you weren't in the same scene.
Yeah, we were.
Wait, James, you were in Seven Numbers, and then you were also...
Oh, that's right. You gave me the phone number. Or
Yeah.
Or
was,
like
I, was I just on set? Or
you were just
I
on set.
Scene?
You're just on set. Because James has been... James was in Old Town. He was in Seven Numbers. He was in that... You were in that movie I did in 11th grade, where you were like... You came out of the car, and you're like, hey! Get back over here.
Hey, so, McFoley, check out the guns.
Check out the guns, McFoley.
What did I do?
Remember when we were like attacking when
get back over here.
We shot it like at the mall and you drove my car and the scene took place on the top of a garage and you got out of the car. You were in that scene. And we also used your apartment in the movie Thin Walls. I remember that.
And I was in the scene with James. I was in like a whole movie with James that got taped over.
You were another movie.
That was like senior year of high school.
No, that wasn't it. That was Carlo. Carlo was in that one.
But James was... Wait, oh, James was there, right?
Yeah, James was there.
Oh, okay.
James, you've been in a lot of... You might as well just work in films, man.
Nah.
You're going to be surrounded by people that you dislike.
Oh, yeah, Carlo man. Go. Yes.
Carlo Luigi.
Carlo Luigi Go.
Whatever happened to that guy?
He went to
the Philippines. Like, we never saw him again.
He never came back?
I remember, I don't think so, because, like, in my yearbook, you should see his hand. His handwriting is, like, so tiny. You need, like, a magnifying glass for it. He wrote, like, all tiny.
Like, really minuscule, like...
Like, it see, was, like, I super tiny. I'm like, what? How do you write like that? It was, like, as if, you know, like,
really
when... One time, like, on one of my tests, we could bring in a whole piece of paper with all the answers we wanted on it.
Yeah.
And I wrote like super tiny so I could fit all this info on it. But that's how his handwriting looks to me.
I'm going to Twitter
just
again.
Like just like imagine if you could write like as tiny as possible. That's Carlo Go's handwriting. It's pretty crazy. I'm like, why do you write like that? It's all good though.
Luigi.
While you guys talk, I will shout Twitter again.
What are you Twittering?
I see Marco all the time.
I might as well. Because Marco works at Safeway.
He rules.
Oh, yeah. I used to see him at Safeway. Is he still there?
Yeah, I see him at the cash register every once in a while. What's it?
I see him, like, all the time at Safeway.
Yeah. He still works there.
It's good.
Yeah.
But
like... Just fade out like that, guys.
No, but, like, yeah. I'm just interested in the Twitter. It's, like, distracting me. So I wonder how long this Twitter thing is going to last with you. Because today you made, like, 10 posts.
Well, I like
gonna keep doing this for the rest of your life and being like, I must Twitter everything.
I like
you're gonna get bored of it fast, man.
I like Twittering while we're on the radio so I can promote the radio show at the same time.
Okay.
Okay.
So Twitter that's just supposed to be like what you put on there, is that supposed to be like any random thought or is that supposed to be what you're doing? Like your update, your status.
It's supposed
update.
To be like what you're doing. Because they ask you a question that says, what are you doing on the front page?
So do you ever get people that just write like...
See, I just... That's what I just wrote.
What are you doing?
Like, you know,
What are you doing? Now, starting episode 2 of Radio Show, started with Christian Bale and Guns N' Roses mix.
See? And now when people would listen to this 2 weeks from down the line, they'd be like, oh, I remember when he did that. And he's like, that's 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, well, I don't know how I feel about Twitter still.
Is there like a Tom on Twitter?
Yeah, I remember Tom.
I hate Tom.
He's like the first friend you have on MySpace is Tom. And you're like, who the fuck? That was the first guy deleted too. He's the first guy deleted as a friend.
I still have him as my like friend that's still on there.
It's really gay though. If you look on his profile,
uh-huh.
People actually leave him comments. They're like, Tom, you're the shit, yo. You're so cool.
It's so stupid. Thanks for the ad. None of these people even know each other, and it's just like people just trying to like promote or whatever.
Well, what are we trying to do?
No, but it's like doing? At least like hopefully like some of those people like you've talked to at least once before, even if it's just for like a couple minutes or something, or be like, hey, I saw you at such and such event, and then you know like then that gives it more context. But sometimes they're just random people, but they like don't write anything to you, or like maybe they can like it would be cool if they write like hey, I saw your comic, it's awesome or something, you know, like then it gives it context. But then it's like these regular
people
that I don't know who they are, and they're just like bands or something that are just like, check out my music.
Yeah,
but I don't like troll for fans. Like, I'm not like, hey, you must look at Curl's studio. I'm not like out there like really doing that unless I've met the person, you know? But I'm not trying to pick up random people that I don't know. I've never done that.
And
I've never gone to like just complete strangers and been like, hey, be my friend.
Yeah.
You know?
This lady added me the other day, right? On Facebook.
You know who this lady is?
No, I had no idea. She, like, lived in Chicago. But here's the story. Like, all right, remember when I was in Iraq, I met Gary Sinise? And I got a picture with him.
Yeah.
Was like, Lieutenant, flexing her guns?
Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah, Lieutenant Dan. The actor who portrays Lieutenant Dan in Forrest Gump. So anyway, there was a special on Fox News the other day. I think it was Fox News about, like, his time over in Iraq and, like, visiting the troops and everything. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. Well, damn it. I have a picture with him. Might as well go on Facebook and see if he's on there. And
yeah. Then, well, Gary Sinise?
Yeah. So I added him. It's really him because he's got like pictures of him with his family and stuff.
Wait, Christmas. So the real Gary Sinise is on Facebook?
Yeah. He's on there and I'm his buddy on there. So it's not one of the fake ones. I mean, I really think it's real because it has pictures of him with his kids and you know, whatever, like actual
Does
family.
Does he have a picture with him in front of his actual account page on the computer?
You should tag him in yours,
That's what
man.
Some celebrities do. They'll take a picture, like say that this is my Facebook page. And then it has a picture of them, like, with it on the computer so they know that it's for real.
Oh.
Isn't that kind of weird?
Yeah, but what if someone steals that photo? Because someone can easily just steal that photo then.
How so?
Well,
you can save the desktop.
Oh, that's true.
No, you can set it up so people can't steal your photos. Like, if you go to Estelle Getty, like Sophia from Golden Girls.
Yeah.
If I go to her website?
Don't ask me how I know that. Is she the one that just died? Because I was trying to do something when I was at college.
What were you trying to do?
Don't worry about it. Not relevant.
Okay.
Totally irrelevant.
Googling that.
A non-factor in the conversation.
If you try to right-click on our photos or whatever and copy them, like a little...
Does it go copyright something?
No, a little box will pop up and be like, haha, nice try. Or something like that.
Awesome. Do you have that?
You can always take a screenshot anyway. There's always ways to work stuff around in the internet like that.
Yeah, probably. Especially nowadays.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's why I love the internet.
Anyway, so he added me as a buddy, and I tagged him in the photo. So you know when you tag somebody in a photo who's one of your... when one of your buddies gets tagged in a photo, it pops up on your status?
Yeah.
Even if the third party isn't in your buddy?
Yeah.
So I guess this lady who's also a friend, like a fan
a
or whatever...
of Gary Sinise?
Yeah. She's a fan or whatever. She noticed that I tagged him in a photo, I guess. And then she goes and adds me as a friend.
And then that's it.
So and she's... This is like some, like... I don't know. I didn't have her... the year that she was born on their info, but just she looked like she was late 40s, maybe early 50s, and probably like divorced, you know, like
probably old. Divorced.
Yeah, I don't know.
You looked at it and you're like, I mean, she looks like she's divorced.
It says single, but you know,
oh, yeah,
you know, anyway,
yeah.
So, anyway, she just immediately starts like, you know, at first it's like, oh, thanks for the ad on my wall,
yeah. Oh, she put a thanks for the ad on your wall,
yeah.
Well, you're talking about. MySpace or on Facebook?
No, Facebook.
See, that's something that I'm used to people doing on Facebook, but not in MySpace, thanks for the ad.
No, the other way around.
Oh, yeah, let's switch that around.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's more of a MySpace thing.
Yeah, it's more of a MySpace.
So anyway, she starts sending me IMs the other day. Well, like, I was on there for like 5 seconds, because I noticed that somebody made a comment about something.
Yeah.
You know, that's really the only time I ever go in there, or otherwise if I have a kick-ass picture to post.
Yeah. Like Mick, so, like Mick, you and Mick pulling the guns.
I'm like, all right, let's see this comment. All right, well, let me check my email real fast. Whoop, whoop. Little IM pops up. She starts talking.
Wait, she texts.
Yeah, she starts like IMing me on Facebook. Like, it was really weird. She was saying, well, if you ever come to Chicago sometime, you should come, blah, blah, blah with me. I was like, whoa.
Go where, man?
I don't know. I forget. She was like, you should come visit the something. If you're ever in, you should come to Chicago. Okay.
You can have a free place to stay there.
We should go, man. We should.
No, I deleted it. She's not my buddy anymore.
Oh, that's so cold.
I don't need that in my life, man.
That's true, man. You don't need that. But we could have taken that as far as it could have gone, man.
We could have stayed there at the Chicago Comics Festival.
Could have gone to New York. We could have gone to Chicago.
Free ride.
Did you get a free ride?
Played along with it. But like, yeah. I mean, I need a place to stay. The last second would be like, oh, by the way, a couple of my friends are coming.
And then she's like, oh, by the way, I'm a guy.
Damn it.
Oh, man.
The internet is horrible.
See, that's what I'm sucks. Like freaked out about people. Whatever. Just all these people.
Well, you have more fans than I do. No one wants to talk to me at the conventions.
But anyway, if you do we just started yesterday the Curl Studio Facebook page. So
not yesterday. It's now 2 weeks ago.
Oh yeah. Okay. So
I'm gonna take this. I'm gonna take our airing consideration now. It is now 2 weeks from now.
Okay. Well.
Or it's actually 3 weeks because we still got another episode of the last
Art
show.
Thou
of yeah.
Bored.
One more episode of Art Thou Bored is yet to be aired. So it's Barrett, gonna be
man.
3 weeks from now.
Okay. Well. Okay. So,
a week away from the Watchmen.
Okay. So what I'm getting at is if you're a Facebooker and you want to be fans of us, you can type in Curls Studio and find us.
We gotta figure out how to
be
put
a fan.
We gotta Let's figure out how to put this show on iTunes.
Yes.
Let's do it.
That's
Maybe
pretty
we
easy.
Can figure that out.
Let's figure it out right now.
I don't really want to right
do
now.
Do like a podcast or?
No, because all we gotta do is record it and we just
you
post
need, like,
it up
the
there.
RSS link up or something like that, and then.
What's that?
I don't know all these things.
Have
I'll
to
have
pay?
To research it.
I don't
no.
think you have to pay.
You don't have to pay. Well, but then. they have
James,
it,
you
think
it you
links
to
your
out?
Actually website. It links to your website.
The address of the website? Because
yeah.
we have an address for when the show goes up.
Yeah.
Do it.
So I don't want to do it right now.
James, you do it.
No,
man,
no.
You know
come
not
come on,
do
I don't
want
to do it.
I'll do it, man.
Right
I'll,
no,
I'll Twitter.
No.
I'll Twitter again then.
I bet if you write there like some to someone like how do you like make iTunes podcast, someone will answer.
All right, let's do it. I'm gonna do it.
Joe is trying to figure out iTunes podcast.
Yeah, I don't. Are
you
updating like
you
every
guys,
10 minutes?
You guys
now?
Can talk while I do this.
So, James, what do you think about this Twitter like updating? I don't know. I don't know. I think it's a little much.
I don't know. I haven't tried it yet. Maybe I'll get on there tomorrow or something. Check
well,
it
what
out.
What would you like? What is some stuff that you would? All right,
I'm done.
About.
I don't know. I mean, I don't really have a whole lot going on in my life.
Yeah, you do, man. You got a whole lot of stuff. Where you
guess,
just had
I
a.
I guess I do, but.
I mean, you could make stuff like up, so you could just be like, "I'm so important. I'm twittering."
Let's make fun. Let's make fun of Danny.
No, all right.
I don't know what to make fun of.
Let's not make fun of Danny. Let's just choose people to make fun of. No, I'm not just playing.
I can't believe he does a powerbomb to the turnbuckle. Why? Do you know how vicious that is?
Is that how?
He got so mad when I asked, why not?
That's the only way we make fun of people is we got to do really good impersonations of them and just do it. But those are good times, man.
Yeah.
I remember it was like really windy. It was yesterday, for some reason, I had like a flashback to high school, like good times in high school. I never have any good flashbacks to high school, but like the weather yesterday reminded me of like, you know, triggered like good memories. You know, like performing at, you know, Lake Braddock Unplugged, like before that and all that stuff.
So what are your good memories of high school?
Let me think.
Unplugged. HCW.
HCW. And, you know, getting on TV, making films. Nothing actually in the school. Nothing
Dude.
Actually when I was in school.
Just during those years,
yeah,
but nothing. Well, if you had to
after
pick.
After school activities.
If you had to pick, like.
Because do you remember, James, like, Jason, were you there when we used to have that, we used to run, or Hazard used to go over that ramp? Not ramp, but in that
the hill over
the hill in front of the church?
Yeah.
We used to put Jason in the trunk when we did
Dude,
it.
Remember, those people died on that hill.
Yeah, you know, dude. Like, those people died on that hill, and we were running, like, we were driving 100 miles an hour getting air with someone in the trunk, and no one died with us.
You could hear him.
he's like, let me out! Let me out!
This is so awesome.
Oh my god. We used to do that.
We used to do that all the time. We used to shove people in Hudson's trunk and go over shit.
You were the first one to start that, man.
Like, good job, Joe.
You're like an extra person. You're like,
put him in the trunk!
So, did you actually ride in the trunk?
I think I was the first person to ride in the trunk.
You volunteered, man. You just jumped in.
Yeah, I was the first person.
So crazy.
You did like a front flip into the trunk.
Would you do that stuff nowadays?
No, but see, truthfully, being the first person means you don't have to ever do it again. I think that's a good rule.
No, but would you do that nowadays?
Probably.
You're nuts. Would you do
Remember
it, James?
Remember, I was doing backflips off of cars and stuff like that? Backflips off
Didn't
the cars.
Like,
I was doing the most dangerous.
You
I would have been thrown through glass if I
You jumped from the like roof of the school.
I did not jump. I was thrown.
Okay, that's even worse.
Off the roof?
Yeah,
there's like footage of like you know that area above the gym? It's like two stories tall.
Yeah.
Or more.
Where
is it how many? Three stories?
Well, I jumped off of a C train because I knew I can jump off of a C train easily because I already did that. Like I had practice doing that. It's not. It's only like
you
four.
Mastered
it's
that
only
height.
Like 5 feet. It's only like 4 feet higher than that. Like the C train is only like. Like when you put it into perspective, the C train was pretty equivalent to that height. If you jump up, you laugh now, but
so
I put the mathematics.
Man.
You laugh now, but I put the mathematics in play on there.
And I mean, you survived.
I'm still here, man. My ankles are a little hurt, but it's all right.
Man.
What's the craziest thing that you've ever done?
Me?
Not including anything that has to do with. Anything going to war. unless we can count that. What's the craziest thing you ever did in war? Let's ask that question that you're allowed to talk about. It's all right, dude.
I don't know. I did some stupid shit that I probably could have gotten in trouble for, but I don't really want to talk about it on the air.
Sorry, man.
You shot the shit out of this guy's rowboat.
What?
Because, well, we used to confiscate people's boats because people weren't allowed to have boats on the river. You know, because people were, like terrorists were smuggling weapons and stuff back and forth over the river.
Yeah.
So, if we caught anybody on the river, we just, you know, pull
them
aside.
Lit them up?
No, I mean, we didn't shoot them. We just made them come over and, you know, pop a flare or something at them if we were far away. And then they'd come over and, like, we'd get their information and then we'd confiscate their boat and whatever. Either arrest them or send them on their way or whatever. But, one day, actually a couple times, we didn't feel like taking the boats back to our little base or waiting to get you know the trucks to come to pick them up.
Yeah.
So we just blew the hell out of them.
what'd you shoot them with?
Well, I had a saw at one point in time.
Wait, what?
A saw, not a saw like a wood saw, like a saw like a machine gun, like machine gun.
See, I don't think I've ever fired huge gun like that. That has to feel pretty good.
They're illegal.
Oh yeah,
to begin with. Except, yeah. So anyway.
I guess I'm not allowed to shoot them up then.
Yeah.
Shoot them up.
Just shot lots of holes in it. Dumped it back in the river. It's pretty fun.
That's cool, man. Just dumped it back. The river.
We popped a flare. We have some flares like parachutes.
Yeah.
You know, like some of the fireworks are like shoot up in the air and then they kind of float down. And it was nighttime, and we thought there were, like, you know, some bad guy activity going on down by the water. So we popped a flare up, and it went way the high up, fucking up in the air, and then it started floating down into the little village. It landed on these people's on the top of their house. We're like, oh, my God. Just gonna set the shit on fire.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
We went up there. Like, by the time we – because it was, like, up on the top of the hill, and – like, by the time we got up there and, like, to see what's going on there, it had already gone up there, and, like, they'd seen it happen, you know. They went up there and took it down themselves and,
that's good.
And set it on fire, but it would have been funny as shit.
Oh, my God.
We just laugh. Are we really, like, I've trimmed it, like,
disgusting.
I'm always wondering because, like, there was a time, like, Carolyn, when, you know, during, like, what, the rehearsal dinner, and, we were talking to the rest of the family of Huzzard's rehearsal dinner, and I remember you saying a line like when we were listening to the radio show, you're like, "Man, I swear to you, we're probably like the most racist people ever." Yeah. I was like, did she just say
that? You said that at the table?
She was like, did she say we're the most racist people in front of these, like, redneck people?
It's classic. Well, who cares, man? Your family, man.
But, like, when I was listening to it, I was like, did she say we're the most racist people? Wait,
so what exactly did you say?
I don't remember. I just say stuff.
But she was like, I swear to God, you guys, like, the stuff we say on this radio show, I don't want to sound mean or anything, but I swear we're, like, the most racist people you ever met.
Oh, you're talking about the radio show. I got you.
It's like, oh, man. Racism. You're just telling these people that we've barely talked to that we're racist.
Why not? If they don't get that, then they don't get us.
I know, but it's just so funny what the normal people talk.
Yeah,
it's like, by the way, I'm a mass murderer.
I can't interact with, like, mass murdering is one thing, and that's something that we all are not, but, like, as far as, like, talking normal, I don't think I could ever really do that.
I like saying outlandish things on this radio show. I think we say outlandish things in real life anyway, but just, like, around this circle, which makes this... Because when I meet new people, I really don't talk at all. Hi.
What?
How's it going? Oh, yeah. Or I just
but
talk about...
I think,
about,
like, once the ice is broken, like, things are good.
No.
No, I think so.
I mean, I'm talking about myself. Usually, majority of the time, I just talk about you. I mean, not you. I mean, I just talk about the person otherwise. I never talk about me. I have no reason to do that. That's just the way of me just...
Put yourself over.
Yeah. You know, yeah. I never put myself over. I've always put the other person over.
Me.
I always put the other person over. That's how I...
But most people like to talk about themselves anyway.
Yeah, that's what I noticed. That helps me be like, oh, I don't have to really say anything. I usually just go like, oh, yeah? And then whatever they just said last in the last sentence, then I just ask a question about that. It's like, oh, you like fish. Oh, I ate fish before. Fish tastes good. You like? Then I round it to something in my head. I usually eat tilapia. How do you like tilapia? Then they'll give whatever answer. And whatever answer I'll say, my point is just to roll the questions through.
Yeah.
You just repeat. Like the last statement they made, repeat that as a question.
Exactly.
Be like, yeah, it was pretty huge. Oh, so it was pretty huge.
Yeah. And then like I'll be like, and like, oh, I know something that was that huge. Do you remember, like, have you ever had something that
huge?
Keep
going, I want to know what's so huge.
No, that's what I'm saying. Then you just round it off. And then,
you're
like,
talking about the guns.
But then if
so
you
huge.
No, but here's an even better thing. Like, if you're like, oh, I'm tired of talking, you can round it and be like, you get someone closer to you, you know, just forget all your worries and be like, hey, this guy knows something that's huge, you know? And I'm like, didn't you, like, yeah, tell him about this thing. It's freaking huge. And you just drag more people into the conversation.
Yeah, I mean,
and then you don't have to say anything.
So basically you're just good at keeping the ball rolling.
I'm better at that. Or I just rather would do that as opposed to...
So you'd rather do that as opposed to...
Being like, oh, yeah, me. I'm so cool. Because by the end of the day, I'm just going to run out of
stuff.
I'd say,
like, 50% of people are like, me. And then, like, there's...
No, but if I run into someone that's like me, then I can notice it. They'll be like, oh, but what about you?
So you'll start to notice it?
Yeah, because I can pick up on the conversation. This really just helps my writing, because I can pick up other people's, the way they talk.
You said it helps your writing?
Yeah, because I can pick up their voice, you know?
Oh, you can pick up their voice?
You know, like, the way they talk. And, like, if it's... You know, similar. I can take it apart.
You can take it apart.
Don't freaking play this game, dude.
You keep going all night.
You keep going, dude. I saw you vomit on my driveway.
That ruled.
When was that?
No, that was like high school or senior year, graduation year.
I never seen James throw up. I've seen Hazard throw up.
Thrown up many times. I haven't done it in a couple of years, but.
I've seen Hazard. Remember that one time where Hazard just fell into my front yard?
What?
Oh, the neighbor's yard, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's weird because there's no real dividing point. So, really, it's just one continuous yard.
I don't really like to see people throw up.
Wait, where was it? Over on the side or
right
across the street?
It was in front. In front. Just directly in front.
I remember that. When was that?
That was like a night before Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving Eve. And went to Fairfax and he kept on drinking all those White Russians.
Oh, that's when that was? Thanksgiving?
Remember, that's the day he collapsed in front of that couch right over there.
Yeah.
And then I put that tag on his back and misspelled his last name.
He's known for, like, 14 years or whatever, and he spelled his name.
Yeah, but I wrote in pen, so it was too late by that time. So it's like...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but it's you know, so he has two Z's. I didn't know he had two Z's.
Are you serious? Oh, well, who cares?
Yeah, like,
he gives a shit.
Oh, my God.
Those are the good old days, man.
That's right. That was an awesome night. I was doing push-ups in the parking lot or something, right?
You just start running sometimes. Speaking of parking lot, do you still have those cars that we drove? Those, like, mini trucks?
Oh, the Hummer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I still have it. Actually drove it the other day. I was chasing Marley.
My friend Jake has it over at his house. We used it. He used it to shoot something. And I've yet to pick it up. Every single time I'm over there, I'm like, I think I need to pick this up from you, man.
I just think it's funny that, like, when I was doing that, like, I was telling my parents how, like, James was going away for the Army or all that stuff. Yeah. And, or, like, Marines.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, we went out and, like, we raced this truck, like, you know, like, out in the parking lot by Total Crafts. And they were like, what? You raced cars? And I was like, yeah, but it's...
How could you?
It was like a toy car. I was like, it was like, you know, 2 feet long. I was like, it's nothing. And then, like, I was like, it's not even a real car. And then they were like, you're 20 whatever years old. Yeah, that's so immature of you. And I was like, we're just having fun.
It was real cars or something.
I was telling my parents it was like a 20 minute ordeal. It wasn't like that big a deal. And I was like, the reason why we went to that parking lot is because it was empty. I was like, no one was there, and like no one really bothered anyone. And my parents were like, that's loitering. You're so bad, like, you know. And I was like, yeah, like they got
that's
all
ridiculous.
They got all like mad
fight
at me.
For your right to party.
I was like, honestly, it was like such a nothing thing, you know. And then like, they just think that everything is so huge or something. And then even when I like,
it's
even,
huge, man. Even, you know, even, something that's huge. Dude.
But even like, even when we had the not all the time, but I guess like now they're accustomed to it. But when we have the pay per views, they're always like, "How was the party?" And it's like not like any type
it's
of
not
big
a party.
It's not like a big ordeal. It's just like we might get
Metro party.
We might get pizza and like watch the pay per view.
Pizza
stuff.
Party. Those are the best parties. A pizza party.
But it's not like anything crazy.
I want to have a pizza party right now. Yes. I'm looking for. I want to have pizza.
Let's have a pizza party like soon.
we have it right now. Let's have it after the show.
Really?
Yeah, I want to have a pizza party. I'm craving pizza, man.
Me too. I'm hungry. But, like, you know what's good? Pizza bolas.
Yes. Do you like pizza bolas?
Have you had that yet?
It's right over at Huntsman.
I want to say I've had it before.
Yes,
but
we make great pets.
I don't remember.
This song's good. This song might be in my top 10 songs of all time. Porno for Pyros.
Is Little Caesars still there?
No, it's gone. It's long gone.
Is Little Caesars out of business?
No, it's still
there. I
think
there's some in Richmond, but not.
Yeah, because
here.
They have that $5 large pizza.
Oh, see, but right, I got sick of that though, because it kind of became cardboardish after a while.
It's $5.
I know it's like a student. it's like a student pizza. I'm not complaining about pizza. The price. I'm not complaining about the price. I'm just saying, after a while, if you get that like twice a week, it starts to taste cardboardish. We always used to get that and watch wrestling in the big screen TV at the VCU.
Like I remember in college, the main thing that I would eat was either the Little Caesars or they had those coupons. For Subway. That was like $5. Now everything's $5.
Yeah.
Everything in the mother is $5, man.
What's the other thing that's $5 now? I think like Domino's or something is doing sandwiches for $5. I think it's Domino's.
Man, so hungry.
Domino's has the 5-5-5 deal.
Yeah, the 5-5-5.
Yeah, maybe it's that.
Actually, it's like $5.55 now for each one instead of $5.
Man, prices are going up, man.
Yeah.
Still pretty good
because
deal.
Because you can go to what? You can go to
I think
is a Subway. What's the other
any
Subway's?
Meal like around $5 is pretty good.
Quiznos?
Yeah, Quiznos, they have the $5 one, too.
Do they?
Yeah.
And then I guess, like, Chipotle's around that price, too. Yeah.
Chipotle's around, like, five, but six, you, but around six or something.
I hate Chipotle, yeah. Man.
You do? Why do you hate Chipotle?
It sucks.
What was your bad experience with Chipotle? Was it with some of your organs?
Like, I've had good experiences there before, but, like, the food was good.
Yeah.
But I don't understand why, I don't understand how they're in business, because the food, I mean, you don't get a lot for your money. To begin with.
But that burrito is a lot. I remember.
I mean, the burrito is pretty substantial. It's not like Taco Bell. Taco Bell,
the,
you don't get a lot.
The burrito is huge and it's full of all sorts of crap.
It's
and
filled
like
with rice.
You can't eat the whole thing.
It's filled with rice, beans, chicken. It's not crap. That's healthy.
Dude, Chipotle is owned by McDonald's.
I don't think it's I don't think it's healthy, but you know. I remember I used to go get Chipotle with Matt Charles like every week. That used to be like our thing. And he'd always go like, oh man, I think I can get like I can eat two this time, man. I think I can do it.
What?
He never did it though. But I just wanted to bring that up.
Did he ever attempt that?
No, he didn't.
No, he never actually bought two.
Do you guys think you can eat two Chipotle burritos?
I could if I probably couldn't prepared myself.
Isn't there like another burrito place too?
You can't
like
eat
Mo's?
One? Are you kidding me?
You can't eat one?
What? I can eat one. If I can eat one,
well,
you could eat one.
Maybe. I don't know.
There should
I don't
be
know,
like,
I'm kind of shocked
you know,
by that.
You know, like, you know how, like, there's a... Tacos. If there's, like, a hot dog eating contest, there should be, like, a burrito Chipotle burrito eating contest.
Oh man,
that'd be crazy.
We can
man.
Get that girl from Alexandria. What's her name again?
Danny know.
Would know. Danny knows.
He said it like, oh, like he would know.
Yeah, because we talk everything. About her all the time. I forgot her name now. You know that girl I'm talking about? She's yeah. like a manager at like Burger King or something.
It's eating she, machine.
She's like 100 pounds like girl. And the first picture I ever saw of her was her at like a Hooters eating contest, and it was like her with all the, like the Hooters girls like posing. But she looked like she could have been a poser, like a Hooters girl herself. She's really? Like that thin. Like she's like just.
Why should look her up on the internet, man?
Man, shoot.
Twitter like, it. Twitter it.
No.
Stacy Wong.
I'm gonna turn.
Like, dang it! What is her name?
Stacy Wong.
I don't know.
I'm just gonna write Patricia like
Wong.
Eating.
I like
contest.
That mix, Stacy Wong. Like, I like the mix of like one, like one, not genre. But
real
one
like American name,
yeah, an American name. So like, like
Tanaka.
What's an American name? Like a straight up American name.
Oh, I remember her name without even typing Tiffany. It in yet. Is her name is Sonia Thomas?
That was close. What did I say?
Sonia Thomas. Yeah, you said Stacy
she
Wong.
She's close. Thomas Wong. They both have the A in it.
Here she is.
Stacy.
Find that picture with her in the Hooters.
Okay, she's
girl.
A hundred. They hear this is AP News. 107-pound Virginia woman ate her way to championship. She gulped out 7 males at the World Champion Barbecue Eating Contest. Her nickname is the Black Widow.
How does she look like?
She swallowed 27 barbecue sandwiches in 12 minutes.
Jesus Christ.
And won $2,000.
Sandwiches? What a fat ass.
Yeah, but she's 107 pounds, dude.
Man, I'm telling you, this
you
lady.
Just, you just called her
she's
a fat
awesome.
Ass, but she's 107 pounds.
I will tell you, I've never met Sonia Thomas, but I have a feeling that I'm just telling you, I think she's awesome.
Dude, that's how she looks like, dude. Does that look like a fat ass?
That's her?
That looks
yeah,
like
she's like 100 pounds.
I can't see.
107 pounds.
I can't
right
tell.
Here.
That's a third world warrior right there.
I'm telling you, that
what
that
what race
woman
is she?
I think she's like some type of half Asian.
She's,
or
she's a Wong, dude.
Italian,
she's a Wong.
Or maybe some kind of Spanish.
Wait, well, let's see if it was say.
I can.
She's a Wong.
Dude, that's she's a Wong.
South Korea. South Korea. She's born in South Korea.
She's a fucking Wong right there, man.
She's born in South Korea.
Okay,
she's
her most
those,
famous
like,
result was 37 hot dogs in 12
what
minutes.
What'd you say?
You guys, 30.
You say she got down the GI.
I said her dad was a GI.
Look, 37 hot dogs in 12 minutes at the Nathan's hot dog eating contest.
Can you beat that?
Dude, Nathan's hot dogs are the best. You ever had those?
And then, look.
Are those the big ones?
35 bratwursts.
Yeah. Delicious.
35 bratwursts in 10 minutes. 35 bratwursts in 10 minutes.
Dude, bratwursts are vicious, too.
That is nuts.
35. Wait, how
to
many?
To stay in shape, Sonia has one big meal a day with lots of green vegetables and fresh fruit. She That's always healthy. Avoids junk food. She exercised by walking That's in an cute. Inclinated treadmill for 2 hours, five times per week.
Dude, for 2 hours,
she
inclined
also,
treadmill.
She also regularly visits all-you-can-eat buffets at restaurants. The night before a contest, she fasts all night in order to put an edge on her appetite.
Dude, we should challenge her. We should throw it down and film it.
Dude, we get destroyed.
In 2005, Thomas earned more than $50,000 in prize money and made extensive media appearances.
Imagine getting paid like thousands of dollars just for eating a lot.
Oh, here's her records. Oh my God, she has so many records. Asparagus, 5.75 pounds.
Asparagus?
In 10 minutes. Cheesecakes, 11 pounds in 9 minutes.
Is there any video of her?
Chicken nuggets, 18. Eight. Wait, sorry. Chicken nuggets, 80 chicken nuggets in 5 minutes.
Oh, man.
Chicken wings.
That's not that much. 80
one,
chicken nuggets, I can do that.
173 in 12
nuggets?
Minutes. Crab cakes, 46 in 10 minutes. Eggs.
46 crab cakes.
Eggs, 65 hard-boiled eggs in 6
disgusting.
Minutes and 40 seconds.
Well,
Fruitcakes, 4 pounds.
Fruitcake.
10 disgusting. Minutes. Wait, let's see what else there is.
She like the dominant, like is there anyone
pizza. That pizza. 6 extra large backy pizza slices in 15 minutes.
Wait,
tacos, 43 soft tacos in 11 minutes.
Hold on, go back to the pizza. What was that? 6 extra large pizzas?
6 extra large backy pizza slices. In 15 minutes.
Slices.
Tater tots. 250 tater tots in 5 minutes.
6 slices, man. You know.
6 slices? I could eat that with my eyes closed.
Wait, 6?
Shoot, dude.
Did you say
I'm
6
I'm telling
slices?
You. Wait. Does she have a website? Yes, official website. Right, Sonia Thomas is my hero.
Try to find
say.
Some YouTube video of it, too.
But look how, like, she looks like a, like, she looks like she could be, like, you know, like a Hooters girl. The picture I saw of her, like, she, you know, she looks pretty young and thin and, like.
She's Asian.
She knows she's Asian or whatever, but I'm just saying, like, I saw her pose with, like...
That's close.
I saw her pose...
Wong. That's right.
I saw her pose
she's
with,
Wong,
like,
dude.
The Hooter girls, and I was like, damn it. Like, she could, like, be that, and then... But then I realized that she was actually the eater. I was like, that's awesome. So many Thomas rules.
Didn't we watch like an eating contest like one New Year's Eve or something like that? We're like, we might as well just watch this.
Was it New Year's or it was like in the Super Bowl at halftime?
Super Bowl halftime?
I think it was Super Bowl halftime.
Man, I didn't really care about this year's Super Bowl all that much.
I didn't even watch it.
Cares.
I watched like 2 minutes of the halftime show. And then I was working on the gets the whole night.
I went to the Super Bowl just to hang out with friends and have a good time.
Right.
Putting
Sonia Thomas. Man.
It's chips, right? Awesome.
Remember that was the greatest discovery. It's like, oh, you guys got cheese?
I have her eating pie.
Can we eat this queso?
Which would you like so to awesome. See? Would you like to see pie or crab cake eating?
Crab cakes.
Wait, let me scoot closer to you so we can all enjoy, and the radio people can enjoy this.
Okay, let's all watch this.
Wait, what? Which one is this?
Crab cake eating competition.
Are they listening to Weezer?
Yeah. So there she is right there.
Oh, that's not weird.
She's right here where my cursor is.
Look at her chop it down, man.
I love how she's like surrounded by all these like big ass guys.
That must be like the biggest.
Look at that guy. He's all like, he's a monster.
That must be like the biggest insult ever, man. Is that like all these huge guys are getting destroyed by this small Asian woman?
It's awesome.
Is that person sitting down?
Yeah, the guy next to her is sitting. I think we saw that guy at the Super Bowl. Man, I love that though. She's like surrounded by all these like stereotypical fat white men.
Is that a black guy? That's not a black guy. Are there any black guys?
I don't see any.
Can you lower the volume? Lower the volume on the.
Yeah.
Just on the YouTube. Yeah.
Well, she's dancing to the music too.
She's getting down.
She's rubbing it in her face. All their faces.
What is she eating?
Crab cakes.
Man, I wish I had some crab cakes right now.
Oh man, I'm so delicious. That guy paint his face? He's got the face paint on.
Yeah. I love how she's like just dancing and eating.
This is
this is tight.
This is tight.
They're counting down. They're counting down here. 7, 6.
Like,
five,
look at that big guy's like, oh man, I'm done.
3, 2, 1.
Where does this take place?
Their shirts say Phillips, so I guess it's like the Phillips crab cake eating contest. What does it say? It's in Baltimore.
Oh, they didn't show the winner.
More info.
Oh.
Just says Baltimore crab cake eating contest 2006.
Hey, do you think we should try to get Huzzard to go toe-to-toe with her?
I think we should. We should, like, show. We've talked about her before, because I know that Danny knows all about her. Because I was, like, mentioning Sonia Thomas. Here's the pie eating.
Sonia Thomas?
World number one female speed eating champ.
It's just females?
46 in 10 minutes. No, it's just her. Well, it's just that she's the number one female.
I mean, this is all females, right? Oh,
there's,
no.
There's other women in this, but it's everybody.
We're just going to watch Sonia Thomas dominate.
I like how she's just like bouncing. She's just like bouncing when she's eating.
Yeah, she is just sort of bouncing there. That's cheating, man.
I think she's like, oh, maybe that's a strategy.
Well, she bounces?
The food just like all settles, you know, kind of.
And then you just bounce it on the way down your throat?
No, I mean, like, it all settles down your stomach so you can fit more in there. As opposed to, like.
We need to get Huzzard to, like, go up against her. I think he would do it if we told him. We'd be like, man, you can't let her beat you. You think he would do it?
I think he would lose.
He'd lose to Sonia Thomas.
She ate 46 crab cakes. She ate 35 bratwurst.
Sonia Thomas, yes. She's my hero. Yes.
Sounds like the guy from Nudie Boy. All right, gentlemen, we got Sonia Thomas.
5, 4, 3. Oh, they got the music.
1, stop.
Fat boy on a diet. Don't try it.
Yeah.
Those aren't real pies. Those are like little mini pies.
Still counts. Because what happens is like all these companies, like, you know, like Nathan's Hot Dogs and stuff, they'll like sponsor the competition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know who sponsored this pie eating thing, but.
But it's just a crazy phenomenon that a little girl will dominate.
Oh, here's the hot dog.
Well.
So be it.
It's the hot dog eating demonstration.
What, so she's going to show us how to eat them?
Yeah.
She going to dip it in water first?
She's at the Washington Capitals Toronto Maple Leafs game. Oh my god, she's going fast.
Oh my.
Ew.
It's a demonstration.
Demonstrate this. Narrate this, Carolyn.
This
it's like
is
she's dipping
dogs.
It in like water. First she cuts the hot dog in half and then dips it in water and just stuffs it in her face. And she's just bobbing her head.
Sonia Thomas, ladies and gentlemen.
It's crazy. It's kind of gross to see them dip it in water. Yeah, like, makes me all pukey.
Wait, was this Capitals?
Yeah, it's at, like, one of the Capitals games. I guess she probably made an appearance there or something.
Sweet.
All right, I'm going to stop it.
Our obsession with Sonya Thomas.
Yes, yeah, Sonya Thomas.
Sonja Thomas.
No, but I just like her because she, like, defies convention. You know, like, when you see her, you're like, oh, yeah.
It's a very motivational.
Like, I'm like, oh, yeah, like, she can eat that much. She's around all those, like, fat white guys.
It is quite inspirational to see a tiny person. It really means that anyone can do this, that anyone can just go get it.
Yes.
Where's all that food going?
I don't know. It's going to leave.
But she has a whole system.
It's going to leave eventually.
She has a whole system, though, like how it had in Wikipedia, like her whole system of how she eats and she trains, you know? It's like, if that works for her body, then that works.
She had to been born, like...
She's like, born to eat.
When she was a baby, they're like, how come none of this food is doing anything? She's not growing.
35 bratwursts. How big is a bratwurst? Do you have anything that's like the size of a bratwurst
like
in here?
I sure
like
do.
This thing.
It's probably that's like 6 inches.
About. Here, like this, right? This is like a bratwurst.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
you have anything that looks like it?
Just so the audience knows, he's talking
no,
about
no, don't
the,
take that out.
He's talking about the hub. He's talking about the whatever. Don't worry about it.
So
this is that is six.
I'd say
a bratwurst
like
is 6 inches or so, right?
2, 3, 4. Wow, so you get
that
like,
is not an inch that you had.
An inch?
No.
Like
I'm talking about like this. Like they're all stacked up next to each other.
Yeah.
So you get like 5 or 6 right here, right? So say we get like maybe 20 across.
Okay.
So that means you're eating bratwurst like the size of the section of the table right here.
Like that. Like that's like 4 feet.
And of course everyone can see
or like
that.
3 feet. 3 feet. 3 feet by 3 feet.
Well, I'm just pointing that to us here in the studio.
In the
That's a lot of
bratwurst, I mean, man. I can only.
Where are you gonna fit that in your body, especially a 107-pound body?
She must be cheating somehow.
No, she's not. Because
she's a woman, she must be
like
cheating.
A special
trapdoor. Oh my god,
she's
so not.
I'm just playing.
She's got a special trapdoor.
Oh my
god,
special trapdoor.
Yeah, it's just popping out. It gets stuffed in her boobs.
That's where it goes, man.
Oh my gosh. I think it's funny too
kidding.
How like.
I'm just kidding.
Another
America.
Thing is like guys,
America,
they're always like.
America, I'm just kidding.
Thin, you know, most, I mean, some guys, you know, like a little plump, but that's fine. But it's like, it's most, so, like, the typical guy is like, I want my woman all thin and in shape and stuff, but then they still like the boobs. But, like, I just hate to break it to all y'all, but, like, boobs are made out of fat.
James, do you concur?
With what?
The boobs are made out of fat.
I guess.
I mean,
that's what they're made of, right?
But like
I was told that they're made out of breast tissue. Is that different than fat?
I don't really. I don't know. Let's see. Let's
to the internet we go.
Let's
again.
Google what are boobs made out of.
Because I remember
one.
Telling someone that I was talking to them and they were like saying, "Yeah, I'm trying to lose all this weight," and I'm like, "Well, your boobs are gonna get smaller." She's like, "No, because I'm made out of breast tissue." And I was like, "I don't think that's right.
That.
I don't think that's right, Missy."
Okay, Yahoo Answers. What are boobs made of?
Ladies and gentlemen,
if you ever see
what
it.
Is the answer?
Okay.
If you ever see a monstrous woman like one of those 500-pounders, her boobs are humongous.
But not all the way. Not always, though.
It says boobs are made of fat and tissue. You see, when people lose weight, their boobs lose weight too, and that's the fat. And if you're skinny, they're just tissue. Get it? And if you have a talk with your friend, that girl keeps bothering her, beat her down, and I promise you, she won't bother her anymore.
Yahoo answers, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait, let's find a better.
What are breasts made out of?
Here's Wiki answers. What
not
are breasts
silicone
made out of?
Wiki answers.
What are breasts?
Breasts
made
are
out
made
of?
Out of muscle and fat. Usually, you
made
get a good
muscle.
Dosage of estrogen, a female chemical.
Hey, can you Twitter for me that we're researching what breasts are made out of?
Breasts.
Here, you should. Twitter in your own account. So basically it's fat, you know, and muscle and tissue. But in general, like, let's just say that a big majority of breasts are made out of fat. And
breasts.
I just think it's funny how the guys are like, I want my woman to be skinny and then have big boobs. So it's like, it's a little bit hard to do, but I can't complain in that area. So I'm happy with how I look. But I just think it's funny from, like, the male perspective. It's like, they want like, the woman to be relatively thin and then, like, have huge boobs.
There you go.
Which is, you know, kind
there's
of
my Twitter for the moment.
So what do you think about that fact?
Well,
I think it's pretty awesome. I think it's pretty great. I think I'm probably going to quit Twittering. I'm only going to probably Twitter whenever we do a radio show. That's probably what's going to happen.
But it's kind of like, and like, I feel like, one a day I feel like Twitter is like a time.
Wait, sucker. Whoa, don't go back on Twitter. Talk about boobs.
Oh, okay. I wanted to know your opinion on the boobs thing about the guy's perspective of, like, in general, wouldn't you agree with me that most guys would like, you know, a thinner type woman with big boobs?
Yeah, I think
so. Like,
I think,
what do you think of that contradiction, though, about, like, oh, I want her thin, but then it's also like, well, you need fat for the boobs.
I think that it happens that a girl can have a nice stomach and still have big boobs. And nice everything and still have big boobs, because it's not impossible.
It's not impossible.
It's not impossible, and I'd rather go for the impossibility.
But do you understand?
I believe in miracles.
Do you understand?
I am a miracle believer.
I'm just saying, but do you understand the contradiction of that?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's okay. I don't live in a realistic world anyway.
It's true. It's true.
The world I live in is a world where a girl can be good shape and have big boobs and a good face.
It's true.
I don't live in that.
Not be mean.
And not be mean or a bitch or anything. Yeah. I live in that world. You know, it may be a fantasy world to some, but I've seen it happen before.
Seen that shit.
I've seen it happen. I'm a believer. Damn it, I'm a believer.
It's possible.
Hallelujah. I believe in that. That's how it happens. That is why we live in the happy world that we live in now. Because
it's all jolly.
In a world where a girl can look good, have good boobs and face, that's a world I want to live in.
Face.
Yes. I think that the face is something that, like,
the face overall is important.
When you're younger, people don't realize at first. They're just like, oh man, she has a banging body.
They don't see your face?
Yeah, they just don't really see that until, like, maybe you hit 25 or something. I don't know.
When you hit 25.
But, like, I don't know. I don't know exactly. But I just know that younger guys, like, don't notice that.
Only younger guys.
They just want the banging body.
I think all, pretty much majority of the guys, like, just... They just want to see, like, naked something in their face. In the face.
Which is such a shame, because there's so much they're missing. Yes. But, again,
but everyone,
I guess, like, with the Sonia Thomas got me thinking...
Back to Sonia Thomas.
No, but, like, that got me thinking about, like, the contradiction of, you know, her status of being a thin woman. And then, like, I don't know exactly how we got to boobs, but, like, that's how I feel about...
Well, what are your final thoughts?
The thinness of the woman with the, like, fatness of the boobs.
So what did you learn today at this show, James?
I learned that breasts on females are made of breast tissue and fat. Is that correct?
Some muscle.
Is that the final verdict?
I guess.
And some muscle. And female hormones or whatever it said. It said something like female chemicals.
Boobs are made out of female hormones?
That's what it said on that thing.
Estrogen.
Carolyn, after today's show, after today's very special Carolyn and Joe show, what did you learn today?
Well, I already knew that boobs were mostly fat, but I don't know what I learned. Like, I'm sure I learned something.
Oh, well.
What did we talk about?
I don't know.
We talked about, like, your adventures in war and...
An eating
contest, and...
And we leave you with
Christian
that.
Bale.
And Christian Bale.
And Christian Bale. An and then some other stuff.
Yes. So, I give you blood.
I don't think Christian Bale's an asshole, but I just think he, like, went a little crazy.
All right.
All right.
Have a good night, everybody.
Good night. See you next time.